Alemanha é um lugar que você não pode perder. Felizmente para...
You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the influencer formula. These are just words, Ben, on the number one global business talk and news network on the internet, IBGR, International Business Growth Radio, with me, Donna Cundy. And of course, here is also Ben Gioia.
Hey, everybody.
This is episode 2, and the theme of this episode is your mess to success story and finding the gold in your hard-earned wisdom with the Influencers Formula. Remember, you can reach us anytime at influencersformula.com. And by the way, that's where you're going to find the recordings of these. That's where our podcast is going to live. So you can listen to these over and over and over again on demand. If you're not listening live, you can always go there to catch the replays, but you're going to want to listen live. As we talk about, go ahead. Do you want to add to that?
I was just going to say abso-freaking-lutely listen live, because you know what happens, or at least I'll project on the entire listenership right now.
Do it.
if you don't do it live, you're probably not going to do it.
Yeah. So set your clock on your phone. It's not a clock. What is schedule it on your phone or wherever you want to schedule it to remind yourself to listen in live. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern time is when the Business Podcasting Made Easy show is coming to you every Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Set an alarm. Listen live. Do it now. We love it. Why do we love it? Because, well, you love statistics, Ben. I know you do. You're a stats guy, aren't you?
I am a stats guy, and I love when the important stats just kind of come across my desk exactly when I need them. So, uh-huh. Donna, did you know?
Tell me. What am I going to know?
So 87% of entrepreneurs don't even ever make six figures in their business. And do you know why?
No.
Because they never learn to stand out with a story that inspires other people to say yes.
Mm.
Right?
So it's not just a good idea or nothing, right?
Right. Yeah. So much more than your story is a good idea. Your story is what makes you stand out as a unique expert, right? Don't try to be the top expert, too much pressure. Stand out with the unique expert, stand out as the unique expert that you are, so you can attract the right people to you, right? Because there are people out there waiting for your message. And if we're going back to our sad number of 87% who never reach the six figures, how are you going to reach the people if you don't have the revenue to monetize your mission?
That's really powerful. Can we just go there, just hang here just for a couple. 87% of entrepreneurs don't make six figures, not because they're not smart, not because they don't have a great product, not because they aren't working hard, but because they don't know how to tell their story.
Yep. That's it right there.
Yeah. And we don't want you to be that 87%. None of our listeners are going to be the 87%. Because I'm going to tell you, there's real gold in this mess to success method that we're going to talk about in this episode. Mess to success. Yes, you heard that right. Mess to success method. Because everyone loves to hear stories. They want to hear stories of triumph. They want to hear stories of overcoming challenges. And you know why they want to do that, Ben?
Absolutely. I have many, many answers to that. But for this moment, because it gives people permission to do the same, right? Mm-hmm. So you can see what's possible when you see how someone went through a difficult period and turned that trauma or that difficulty into some form of triumph, right? And we're amazing human beings. We operate under all sorts of mysterious psychology and, you know, universal principles and things we don't understand. But one thing to always remember in all of this, right? Roger Bannister, if you don't remember who he is, the first person who broke the 4-minute mile, right? Everybody and their mother is like, you can't run faster than 4 minutes in a mile. And then he did it. And then right after that, a whole bunch of people broke the 4-minute mile, right? So once you know something, once you see what's possible, you can't unknow it and you can't unsee it. And that's why we are saying again, so much gold in your mess to success story and in this method that we're going to be unpacking during this episode.
Yeah, that it's so true that there's all these naysayers. That's why they say in business building that you want to be really careful on who you confide in. sometimes friends and family, you know, yes, we love friends and family, but a lot of times it's their fear that will keep us from moving forward. Just like the crabs in the pot. You've heard the crabs in the pot, right?
Tell me.
if you put crabs in a pot or like in a pail, and one tries to get out, the other will crawl. They'll pull them back in, even to the point of death.
Oh.
Yeah. It's crazy how that happens. And so it's kind of the similar principle that, you know, there's a lot of people that are afraid to tell their story because it is a mess to success and they have to show up vulnerable. And then there's all these people that are like, no, but it's okay. The Bannister 4-Minute Mile says that, you know, I'm telling my story, Ben, you're telling your story. It's okay to tell your story. You're in a safe place to tell that story. And the easiest way to create this story is to create empathy, to connect with your ideal audience and your partners. And it's in that sharing of the story that is where that gold is. Mm-hmm. It's in stories. We've been telling stories for thousands of years before written word. Right?
Totally. Yeah. I say that all the time to my clients, right? Before there were the cave paintings, people are sitting around the fire telling each other stories, right? There's so much power. There's so much resonance. And for the ways that our brains function, right? If you just give a bunch of information, you know, left brain is like, okay, great. But the right brain is like, help me.
Yeah.
And if you just give too much story, the right brain's like, great. And the left brain is like, help me. Right. So you certainly want enough story. Absolutely. Tell your story, share your story, and remember those couple of appropriate nuggets of information and value, you know, to ground the story that is inspiring people to change their lives.
And ask other people's stories too, like the people that you work with, your clients, because eventually we're going to show you how you're going to weave those other people's stories into your podcast, into your book. Those are important as well, asking for other people's stories.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Donna. And, you know, a lot of people will ask me because I've taught a bunch of stuff on empathy, right? I helped create an empathy video game for a Fortune 100 company. I don't know.
That's if you awesome. That story.
Yeah. And, you know, people are like, well, how do I use more empathy? How do I be more empathetic? And, you know, there are a lot of ways, a lot of tactics. But for me, the easiest answer is ask people to share their story with you and shut up and listen.
Mm.
Right? So much empathy in there. Right?
Two ears and one mouth.
Right. Yes.
That's why we're born with two ears and one mouth. So we do more listening than talking.
Exactly. May it be so, and may it be so more often, because, you know, think about the world that we're in today. Think about how communication works, social media, you know, a lot of attention getting activities, right? It's harder and harder to stop and listen. It's harder and harder to remind yourself, right? And one of the greatest gifts that you can give people is the listening. And from the listening, people are like, oh my God, you really get me. And very often it's just because they had the space to share their story with you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. So there's steps to this mess to success story that definitely we want to get you going into, Ben. But if you are listening and you want to see this, if you're one of those visual learners, we have show notes for you at ibgr.network. That's the URL, ibgr.network. Just go over to resources and you'll see the show notes tab there. They will be under Business Podcasting Made Easy. And you're looking for season 11, episodes 1 through 4. We're on episode number 2, but we post all 4 of them together. So you just scroll down for number 2 and you'll see all the show notes that come along with this. And that's where we want you to leave comments also as you're going on your journey, because that's an accountability thing. But when you talk about mess to success formula, method, mess to success method in the stories, take us through that, would you, Ben?
Absolutely. And this is one of the most wonderful things that you can do and apply, and you can put it in your book and you can tell it on stage. And it's so multi-use, you know, multi-leverageable, if I can put all of those words and syllables together. Right. But you basically, it's 5 steps or 5 components, and I'll run through them and then I'll give an example and then I'll run through them again. So you start number 1 with giving a snapshot of your success today. And then the second step is you say that wonderful phrase, but it wasn't always like this. Right? And then your audience or your listener or your reader, they really lean in. Right. And then you get into your rock bottom moment. Right. You know, that terrible, you know, can't get worse than this. into the turning point. Then I saw the light. Then I had the aha moment, right? And then from there, the fourth step, you talk about moving back, right? Like I started doing this for myself and then more people started helping me. And then I started teaching it, blah, 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 right? And then you, step five, part five, you come back to the successes today. And then you can have a, basically take a beautiful bridge into talking about how you help people through your steps, through your pillars, whatever the case may be, because you have literally just earned the right to teach and share your information, right? So the way I do it for me, real short, you know, today I'm a three-time international best-selling author, blah, 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 blah. It wasn't always like this, right? Back in the day, I used to do all sorts of drugs. I was a hot mess for a long time, $50,000 in debt, decimated my 401k, blah, 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 right? Then I got my act together. And in for this story, the act was starting to meditate, right? And starting to actually take ownership of my reality. Pardon me, not take ownership, step into partnership with the reality around me, mm-hmm. right? And then I started practicing that, applying that, telling that to other people, and then started integrating that goodness into how I coach people in writing their books, right? Which brings me back to today, you know, where I can help people write books really fast and a book that they're proud of and that is integral to their message and the impact they're making in the world, right? So that is super truncated mess to success. But those are all the steps right there. And like Donna said, look in the show notes because you can see the steps right there for you. Just start with bullet points, put the stuff in there and don't hold back because people need your story. People need your message and people need to know, you know, the accomplishments and what a hotshot you are. So this is boasting for the good.
Yeah. Thank you for that, Ben, because people are always looking for someone to follow. They really are. That's our society. And you are that person, whoever's listening to my voice, I know you are. It's just a matter of finding your voice, finding your story, and then building that following. And that's why Ben and I are putting all this time and energy into these podcasts, over this season so that we can take you on this journey with us. This is all about building your success in 13 minutes at a time. We want you to start thinking about your hard-earned wisdom, write it down or dictate it, or however you need to do it, but start gathering that. Share some comments with us in the show notes area and keep listening to us. This is episode number 2, The Mess to Success Story, Finding the Gold in Your Hard-Earned Wisdom with Donna and Ben on IBGR. And we'll be back.